Today, CPI data says higher for longer again. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. We've noticed posts covering finance and property news. We got the latest monthly data on inflation on Wednesday, and it came in a bit below market expectations at 3.4%, which is unchanged from February. It's actually been at 3.4% for three consecutive months, according to the ABS. Monthly data, of course, does not cover all the categories, so the results are always a bit uncertain. And just to be clear, prices are still rising faster than the RBA's target. And while the data is volatile, there is clearly more to do to get to band. I also believe real inflation as experienced by many households is significantly higher than the official numbers. When excluding volatile items, the annual rise eased to 3.9% from January's 4.1%, but still well above the RBA's target. And annual inflation, excluding volatile items, has continued to slow over the past 14 months, from a high of 7.2% back in December 2022. The results follow the RBA's March 19th rate decision when it left borrowing costs at 4.35%, and it did drop its tightening bias. Governor Michelle Bullock reckons that aggregate demand remains above the target supply potential, though she has signalled increased confidence recently that monetary policy is working to bring inflation back to target by 2025 as forecast. The RBA's current forecast shows the CPI will only fall back into target in December 2025, and rate cut expectations have been pushed out a bit following the recent strong employment data. HSBC Australia chief economist Paul Bloxham said underlying stickiness in data supported a view that inflation was still well above target and was only falling slowly. "We see rate cuts as unlikely in 2024," he said. ANZ economist Madeleine Dunk said, "There were some signs the RBA may encounter the last mile challenge. Services and non-tradables inflation remains elevated at 4.2% and 4.8% respectively, up from 3.7% year on year and 4.7% year on year in January," she said. While policymakers will review Wednesday's figures, the key inflation data will be the first quarter CPI released on April 24th, which will then feed into the RBA's economic forecast ahead of the next board meeting on May the 6th to 7th. Now, looking at the details in the data, the most significant contributors of the February annual inflation were housing at 4.6%, food and non-alcoholic beverages up 3.6%, alcohol and tobacco 6.1% higher, and insurance and financial services a massive 8.4% higher. Looking in detail at housing, it rose 4.6% in the 12 months of February, unchanged from January, but within housing, rents increased by 7.6% over the year, up from 7.4% in January, reflecting a tight rental market and low vacancy rates across the country. New dwelling prices rose 4.9% over the year, with builders passing through higher costs for labour and materials. Annual new dwelling prices increased around 5% for the past 6 months. Other categories were not updated this month, by the way, including property maintenance and rates. Increases in the price of food and non-alcoholic beverages slowed in the month. The rise of 3.6% in the 12 months of February was down from 4.4% in January. The rise this month is the lowest annual price growth since January 2022, with prices in most food categories moderating, in some cases such as meat and seafood, and fruit and vegetables actually falling. Insurance, though, and financial services rose 8.4% in the 12 months to February. That was driven by insurance up 16.5% over the past 12 months, with rises in premiums across all insurance types from motor vehicles, house and house contents due to higher reinsurance, natural disasters and claims cost. Postscript, look at the profits of the insurance companies. Again, though, this was imputed this month and won't be adjusted until the quarterly data next month. Electricity prices rose 0.3% in the 12 months of February, compared to a rise of 0.8% in January. Price rises for electricity have eased as rebates remain in place, which of course lower the cost of electricity for households, but is picked up by taxpayers. Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates, introduced from July 2023, have moderated the increase in electricity bills for households across Australia. Excluding the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates, electricity prices would have increased 14.9% in the 12 months to February 2024, Of course, the question is, when those are taken away, what happens? Gas prices fell 2.4% in the 12 months of February, the second consecutive month of annual deflation, and down from the peak of 27.2% in May. Automotive fuel prices rose 4.1% in the 12 months of February, up from a rise of 3.1% in January. The rise was driven by higher wholesale fuel prices, and in monthly terms, automotive fuel prices rose 5.1% in February. That's the first monthly rise since September 2023. Holiday travel and accommodation prices fell 1.3% in the 12 months of February, following a 7.1% annual fall in January. And that was driven by falls in domestic holiday travel and accommodation. As I discussed previously, of course, they've increased the weights for hotel travel and accommodation, so it has quite a big impact. They also made the point that although Taylor Swift's performances saw hotel prices in Sydney and Melbourne rise, elsewhere accommodation and airfare prices fell in February due to the end of the peak travel during the January school holiday period. Education prices rose 5.1% in the 12 months of February. Fees are collected once a year at the beginning of the school year, and the rise was driven by higher primary and secondary school fees, as well as tertiary education following the indexation of higher education course fees. Education fees have increased around 5% per year for the past 3 years. So, standing back, overall, nothing here really to shift the dial in terms of prospective rate cuts. Expect higher for longer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.